Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. So for about the past year, politics seems to have taken a brand new focus, a brand new intensity in our American culture. Facebook is getting pretty difficult to be around these days. There really is a new fire and a new intensity for politics right now, for a variety of reasons. The intensity seems to have gotten turned up way past 11 at this point. And we can start to see it affecting our relationships with each other, right? We can see it, perhaps our family members, we sit on opposite ends of the political spectrum. And we kind of cringe every time some political topic is brought up in the family. Within our friends, within our Facebook feeds, which, by the way, is why Instagram is so much better than Facebook. Because it's like the good stuff of Facebook without all the political crap. And you should all like and follow the St. Thomas Instagram. And my own too, but the St. Thomas one especially. Back to the homily. We live in a very reactionary culture right now. And every small thing is now becoming politicized. First century Jerusalem was very similar in this way. The Romans were occupying the land, and the tensions were high. Are you going to be a zealot against the Romans, or are you going to be with the Herodians who set up Herod? Are you going to be with the Romans as a tax collector? You had people on both sides, and tensions were high. And so it is in this climate, well, oh man, I was going to put a joke in there and it was going to be so good. That's all right. Think of, have you seen Monty Python's Life of Brian? And you have that Latin sketch, right? Romanes eut domus. People called Romanes, they go to the house. All right, if you haven't seen it, it's not as funny, but you should go look it up. The Latin scene in The Life of Brian. The rest of the movie you can kind of put aside. That scene, gold. So he's painting graffiti on the side of the wall, which basically means Romans go home. But he's not very good in Latin, so he really screws it up. So I'm like a kindred spirit with him because I'm really bad at Latin. Romani ite domum. That's the real way to say it. Lots of tensions. Tensions were high. A lot of political discourse. And so this is the scene, and this is the climate in which the Pharisees then try and trap Jesus. They try and get him to take a side.
Are you with Caesar? Are you with the Herodians? Or are you with the Zealots who are looking to overthrow Rome? Notice how they begin. Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. If they're trying to trap him, if they're trying to catch him, do you think they actually believe that? Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. No, they're seeking to destroy him. They're seeking to kill him. And this is where Jesus right away points out their hypocrisy. He lands the haymaker. And the haymaker, divine wisdom. Wisdom that's like so far above ours. Divine wisdom. Whose image is this and whose inscription? They replied, Caesar's. Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. Mic drop. He didn't take a side. He took God's side. He said, God should be the number one focus in our life. If God is the focus in the direction of our life, everything else falls into place. Everything else falls into place. You're no longer angry. You're no longer disgruntled, frustrated. Your Facebook feed no longer makes your blood boil. Because if God is the center and focus of your entire life, everything else is put into proper order. And I think that's especially true in today's day and age, and especially true with politics. We definitely don't want to say that politics are a bad thing. Politics are a good thing. Politics help us to live in a civil governed society. And we need good politicians. But we shouldn't get all caught up in thinking that politics will save us, because they won't. No politician is going to save us. No political theory is going to save us. Only God can do that. Only Jesus Christ can do that. And God is pretty good at showing that he'll use anything to achieve his ends. He'll use anything for his own glory. We see it in our first reading today. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp. And he goes on and talks about how Cyrus doesn't know God. Cyrus is a Persian. He's not a Jew. He doesn't know God. And yet, look at the word he used here for Cyrus. This is fascinating. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus. It's quite a strong term to use for someone who doesn't even know you. Whose right hand I grasp, he leads Cyrus along. Cyrus, of course, was the one who freed Jerusalem, freed the Israelites from Babylon, allowed them to go back home to Jerusalem. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, there is no other. I am the Lord, there is no other. He actually says that twice here in this reading. God has to come first. He's the one who's ordered our lives. He's the one who's created us. He knows what's best for us. And so to put him at the top will cause everything else to fall into place. Politics, money, sports, even Michigan football will fall into place. Everything falls into place when God is placed at the top in the center. And so that allows us to have a healthy detachment with the things of the world. We don't want to be completely detached, but we want to have a healthy detachment of the things of the world. You know, we can still enjoy the good things. We can still enjoy a good cigar and bourbon every once in a while. We can still enjoy a good football game every once in a while when they're not getting crushed. We can still enjoy the nice things. But there's a detachment from it as well, knowing that these are not ends in themselves, knowing that these pleasures in life are not the ends, that God is the end in himself. The focus can't be here on earth. Focus needs to be in heaven. And so I'll leave you with one more thought. Remember, if anyone's preaching to you a gospel that's not the good news, it's fake news.